You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Ratings agency Fitch has decided that they want to take a bit of a more positive view on South Africa. They're not certain how much more positive yet. They want us to still prove ourselves, I suppose. But they are saying that they're willing to revisit and relook at our credit outlook and potentially re-rate us at some point. We don't know when. But I'm joined on the line by senior economist at PwC, Kanti Pai, to take a look at this, see if we can make sense of it and see how we get to how we get out of junk status, rather. Good evening, Kanti. Thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to chat to you. This is the first time in a very long time we have some sense of optimism coming out of the ratings agencies. We eventually got to a point where we weren't just falling down the ladder, or at least just continually being downgraded, and we got to a point where we were as low as we could get, but somewhat stable. Now we might be climbing back up the ladder.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Yeah, I think it's a positive thing because I guess it follows the reasons why we were downgraded to begin with, I guess, which has been our problematic debt levels. And then, of course, also the structural issues, as we like to call them, that have kept our growth low and forced us to borrow as we have. And it seems now that they are all the setup is there that suggests that, you know, all of the plans for the government are there. But of course, these are also still quite positive. I guess it may be overly optimistic at this time.
Yeah, how do we not get ahead of ourselves? Because we know in the past we've been told, look, there's a lot that needs to be done. There's a lot of kind of missing pieces that still need to be addressed. From where we are at the moment, the sentiment is looking better, but what do we actually need to do to be removed? What are those structural issues we need to attend to?
Well, clearly there's been some positive momentum, especially in terms of the reforms, as they have been led by the presidents and the treasury, especially thinking about network industries, skills, making sure that we are attracting the right kinds of skills, making sure the logistics, energy, all of these things are coming up together. And there seems to be that momentum has built, at least in terms of, I think, putting these reforms on paper and making sure that you are starting to see a lot of this engagement. The second part I thought that has been interesting, and I suspect is going to be very helpful at the time when we are still struggling to have our own money. Because I think one of the things we were concerned about right at the beginning of the year, when the government came out and said that we were going to actually, you know, be able to reduce debt because we'd reduce the deficit through our growth, we thought that the growth outlook that they put at the beginning of the year was a little bit high, and that has been the case. And that actually you need really these reforms to actually take root in a manner that makes sense. But one of the positive things is probably this idea of the public-private partnerships, where the government is really moving quite a pace to make sure that it can actually attract private capital into public projects in a manner that actually works in an environment where there isn't enough money in the public sector to be able to achieve these things. And perhaps one of the key things that's important there is that also, and one of the things we've been doing at PwC is also doing what we call public-private collaboration. And that sort of helps also in the governance and the management of the infrastructure in a manner that you haven't had before if you just have one party. And that has, those two things working together are probably quite positive, because you are able to say, look, let's all co-invest in the infrastructure that we need in terms of the structure of the economy, but also let's make sure that we are all working towards the same in terms of governance. And that's something that has been lacking for quite some time. That's quite important.
Kanti, I want to look at some of the sentiments as well. Obviously, this re-rating from Fitch's perspective, they alluded to the fact that it came off of some of the sentiments that came out of the midterm budget policy statement as well. And that was such an important thing to be able to use that kind of opportunity or that kind of time for reassuring the international community that we are getting things back on track and we're seriously getting things back on track. Do we think that we could have said a bit more in the MTBPS that might have improved just perhaps even how other ratings agencies see us?
Well, I think everybody is starting to think about it in the same manner, and we'll probably hear from the other ratings agencies sort of sharing the same compliment, because I think one of the things that Fitch says, and all of them will probably look at it because they look at it over a period of time, right? So we have, you know, the medium term. And although they say, look, In the medium term, there's probably a little bit of optimism from this part of government in terms of growth and in terms of actually how they hold down that debt. So that is something that they will be looking at quite closely. But certainly, as they think about the restructuring, for example, of the different institutions of government that actually are supposed to support growth. So the logistics businesses, they think about energy and all of that, that they see that as something that's going to need further investment. And so that's likely not to get us to the debt levels that they are talking about. But at the same time, that if you look at in the longer term outlook, because remember, when they talk about the outlook, when they say the outlook is positive, they're not as necessarily, and I think you noted this right at the beginning, that they're not necessarily improving the rating itself. They're actually looking at the outlook, so a positive outlook towards the improvement of a rating. And that's something that you want to start with, so that you say, look, we actually are looking at the outlook and we think the outlook is positive. It's not just stable as I've kept it, but to say, look, there's a positive outlook. And if we keep up that positive outlook, that allows us to actually improve the rating as we see things improve drastically. But so it's not something that we think we can see in the next year or so, but it's probably something that we see in the 3-year cycle. So.
Yeah, no, we're definitely still not out of the woods because Fitch has affirmed that we are still three levels below investment grade. We're stable in terms of outlook, we're positive in terms of outlook, but we are definitely not yet back at investment grade. How do we get back to investment grade?
Well, we have to make sure that actually the risk that we've seen in terms of our debt and our ability to repay that debt, remember our debt repayments are quite high. And that because the main thing really is investment grade is an indication of whether the ability to pay the debt is something that everybody can live with. And so in this sense, when they say you are sub investment grade, they are looking at your debt levels and your borrowing, and they're saying, look, we are worried about your ability in some future stage to be able to pay. So basically, it's a warning of your ability to pay as time goes by. And so that is something that we have to improve. And already we are saying, for example, at the moment that we are paying 20 cents to every rand of revenue. And that's something of serious concern in order to be able, if you think about your ability to pay over a longer term period. So if that picture improves, then that actually also improves our ability then to pay. So if we maybe move back a little bit and hold back, that's actually going to be helpful. So our ability to pay is something that we have to improve over a period of time. It's not something a threat at the moment, but it is something that if we had to see further deterioration would actually help. So we need to improve that substantially for everybody to say, okay, cool, now we are comfortable that you're at a place where your revenue is keeping pace with your ability, I mean with your debt levels in a manner that we can say, look, you are actually, we can say you are sort of a safe haven, as it were.
We need to improve our credit score as a country. Otherwise, we're not going to get more credit. That's the crux of it, and that's where we're going to leave the conversation. Lovely to speak to you, as always, Kanti. Thanks so much for the time and insights. Kanti Pai, Senior Economist at PwC, on Fitch considering the credit outlook of South Africa, seeing us as more positive than we were in the past, but we're not out of the woods yet.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.